It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Public health leaders voted Sunday that Colorado should prepare to suspend normal hospital decision-making as COVID-19 cases rise. They approved what are called crisis standards of care. Those standards guide how to treat patients when resources like personal protective gear and masks get scarce. Anuj Mehta is a critical care doctor. He says the guidelines also provide legal protection in an unprecedented time.
Given that we're reusing so much, I think we're exposing ourselves to a lot of liability, and we'll do whatever we have to do for our patients. We just want to know that we have the liability protections for the care that we're providing.
A point system would consider factors such as the likelihood of survival and whether a patient is a first responder, a sole caregiver, or a child. The protocols would still need the governor's approval to go into effect. Home sales are poised to slow in Metro Denver as the coronavirus prompts some people to pull properties off the market. CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland has more.
A record 761 sellers withdrew their homes from the market in March, according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. Most of them were pulled during the last 2 weeks of the month as the coronavirus pandemic grew. Real estate transactions have been deemed essential under the state's stay-at-home order, but it's become more complicated to market homes. Buyers are turning to virtual tours or FaceTime walkthroughs instead of open houses. A COVID-19 contract is being built into deals. It allows a transaction to be extended if one of the parties is exposed to the virus or quarantined. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Boulder and surrounding areas will start testing their countywide emergency sirens starting at 10 this morning. Officials say the siren test will take place twice a day on the first Monday of each month from April through August. The second test, each of those days, will happen at 7 at night. They say the sirens are not related to COVID-19. They're meant to ensure that flood warnings are working properly. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.